It's 11 minutes past 6 and you are tuned to the SAFM Market Update with MoneyWeb. Now, following the announcement of Remgro's interim results to the end of December, MoneyWeb's Natasha Aronson conducted an interview with CEO Jannie Durant. This is what he had to say to her.
Yes, I think if you look at our performance, if we exclude the American option measurement, it's up, headline is up 1.3%. Remember, that's until the end of December. The economy was, it's only up 1.3%, so it's a very tough economy. Fortunately, some of our assets performed well in the 6 months, RCL, the banking, the insurance platforms, Unilever, so forth, so they did well. But unfortunately, the results were a bit dragged down by Mediclinic, and we know some of the problems at Mediclinic. There was a write-off of a trademark in El Noor. There was also the currency effect because of the strengthening of the rand. So that detracted a little bit from the performance. But I think overall in a tough 6 months, we did okay. I don't think we did great, but I think we did okay. Going forward, the business environment, obviously, after December, a lot more positive. So hopefully that can flow through to our companies. But the jury's out, but I'm optimistic.
Outside of the healthcare sector, with regards to Mediclinic, you've got exposure to banking, you've got exposure to consumer products. How did those different sort of arms, so to speak, perform?
The banking did well. As you probably saw, the first round when the earnings were up 7%, they still got a very healthy return on equity. I think they're well provided through the credit cycle, so we're very comfortable and happy with the performance of first round. If you look at our insurance portfolio, underlying that is OUTsurance Discovery and MMI. OUTsurance Discovery, I don't think you can fall there. They did well. The acquisition in the UK that we did, Hastings, also did well. Unfortunately, it was a little bit offset by MMI. As you know, they didn't declare a dividend as well. So that was what I would call a little bit of a pullback on the RMI performance in that respect.
And anything you could share with regards to your consumer division with RCL? RCL, Unilever, or Distell?
Yeah, I think let's talk RCL first because that's probably more prominent in terms of great results, but unfortunately there was this Listeriosis incident. We've actually released a sense announcement as RCL this morning at 9 o'clock that this ST6 strain was not at our factories. We've tested that, and we tested that at laboratories in France, so that's positive news for RCL that specific strain was not found with us. So that's positive, so we seem to be in the clear, and I think we've got the crosswinds a bit. Distell, good performance from up at revenue growth 9%, so very difficult circumstances 9%, but more pleasing was the volume growth of about 3% in underlying products, which we were very, very happy about. Unilever also up just over 9%, but it really relates to better cost control, bigger margins, so it's on the volume side not so great, but clearly on cost control and on the and better prices, so they had a pleasing performance on that side. Mm.
Looking at the different sectors that you have presence in, insurance, consumer products, healthcare, banking, and taking into, I suppose, consideration with regards to what everybody's feeling in the economy right now, this new wave of optimism, do you see scope for you and your team to probably try something in different sectors that's outside of what you already have at this point?
It's difficult to say. Obviously, you put on a different set of glasses, so probably more I would say better, the color is a little bit better of the optimism, so maybe we'd be looking more positive at other sectors, but it will be very difficult to commit now to say we want to go into certain sectors. What we publicly said, probably we won't go into mining. We that's one sector that we used to be involved in, and we deliberately got out of that, so we could maybe put a cross to that one.
Right. And then when you look at your investment activities, when you're sitting down with your team on the back of this response that you've just given me, what are you looking for when it comes to an investment? Like, what would tick all your boxes and would be worthwhile to you?
Clearly, we've got a few guidelines that that we're guided by. The one thing is clearly what we like to have a moat around a business where we say it's either it's a license that you have or you've got a great trademark. Mm. The second thing that we also look at is at the management team. Clearly, we look at the management team before we invest. Then thirdly as well, which will be very critical for us, is cash flow, the underlying cash flow of the business. We don't like earnings and the cash flow is off the earnings, so then you get worried about a company. And fourthly, I think what is also critical for us, we must have the ability as Remgro to add value to the investment. Otherwise, we can just become an asset manager and be passive investment managers, and that's what we're not. We're active investment managers, so we must have the ability to add value to our underlying investments.
All right. And in terms of prospects going forward, what are you hoping to achieve?
I think the first 6 months were tough, as I said, only up 1.3%. We're cautiously optimistic that we'd have a much better contribution in the second 6 months. So I'm looking forward to that we can actually, through the cycle, that we came out of a tough environment and that we can look forward to, not just from a revenue side, but also more positive country, positiveness about the country. People will invest, we can invest in infrastructure, education, all the things to get our priorities right, and we don't waste money. I'm cautiously optimistic that that will happen.
That was Natasha Arendse talking to Remgro CEO Yanni Durant.